Good evening. Usually, Vayikra, this week's parasha, is read in Chodesh Nisan. But in a leap year, we're privileged to read Vayikra prior to Purim. And these parashios that are read in two different times, depending on whether the year is a Pshuta or a Mubaras, can be understood, can be studied, both to teach us about Nisan and to teach us about Adar Sheni, about Purim. And being that we are now in the days prior to Purim, less than 2 weeks to Purim, Adar Sheni, Mismach Geula LeGeula, then Vayikra, tonight we will connect to Purim, Be'ezer Hashem. What is the connection between Parshas Vayikra, which is the parasha of Karbonos? This entire parasha, from beginning to end, talks to us about all the various sacrifices, burnt offerings, whether they're from animals, birds, flower offerings, different types of flower offerings. We also have this week's parasha, the Minchas HaOmer, very much related to Purim, because the Minchas HaOmer was brought on the 16th of Nisan, the day that Haman was hung. And the Svarim Amirameh it in the Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua at the end of Perek Hay, where the Pasuk says, when Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time with Yehoshua ben Nun, on the 10th of Nisan, they stopped eating the man, it says, on the day after they brought the Korban Pesach, day after Tesva of Nisan, actually, Vayishbois Haman Mimacharos. So Svarim say, it's hinted in that pasuk, that on that day Haman ceased to exist. Vayishbois Haman. Haman is Haman. Oisi is Haman. A remez to the demise of Haman on Tes Zayin Nisan, the day that they sacrificed the Omer, which is mentioned for the first time in Parashas Vayikra, as we'll get to shortly. The Torah also talks to us about the peace offerings, the Shlomim and the Chatois, all the various sin offerings that provide atonement for different chatoyim, including the ashamais, the guilt offerings that are also mentioned here in this parasha. Till we come to the end of the parasha, where the pasuk ends off, v'chiper olav hakoyin lefnei Hashem v'nislach lo yalachas mikol ha'sheyasa la'ashma bo. That the kohen atones for those who bring the karbonos before Hashem for any of these above mentioned sins that one is guilty of. That's the literal understanding of the pasuk, and that's how the parasha ends. In the Chassidish Sfarim, they bring down Tiferes Shloimeh, others, that the last two words, La'ashma Bo, of Parashas Vayikra, is a Rosh HaTevis, Lokeil HaSheshavas Mikol HaMa'asim Bayoim HaShvi'i. This we say on Shabbos, in the morning, after we say Keil Odoin. It is a Zemer that is associated with Shabbos. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, also hinted in the word La'ashma Bo. And they say that Shabbos provides us with all the kaparos, Shabbos provides us with all that which the karbonos provide us. All the kaparos, all the atonements that we receive from all the karbonos, we get on Shabbos. As we mentioned this Gemara previously, the Kol HaShoyim HaShabbos Kehil Chosai, So Shmiras Shabbos, Shabbos has the effect of Mechilas Avonos, Shabbos is Oisius Toshev. Shabbos, the end of the week, provides us, one who is Shomer Shabbos properly and understands what Shabbos is Zoicha to a Kapara, like all the Kaparas in this week's parasha with the Karbonos. So the Tosei Svarim. What's the connection to Purim here? We also know the Mefarshim ask why in the first word of the parasha there's a small aleph. In the word Vayikra, there's an aleph ze'ira, a small aleph. What's the small aleph of Vayikra? What is the significance of the small aleph? One would expect this to be an aleph rabosi, if anything. This is a kriya, this is a special kriya of Vayikra el Moshe to teach Klal Yisrael about the karbonos, about kapara. This was the first dibur that was said in the Mishkan when the Mishkan was put up. on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why is there a small aleph here? Especially that Rashi tells us here that for every dibur and every amira and every tzivui, there was a kriya that preceded the dibur and the amira and the tzivui. L'chol dibrais, l'chol amirais, l'chol tzivuyim, kodma kriya lashon chiba, lashon shemalachai asharis mishtamshen bais. So we're talking about a kriya, which is a lashon chiba. So why is there a small aleph? And many terutzim are given. We also read, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael v'yomata aleihem odom ki akriv mikem karban l'Hashem. And the Sfarim say that the real karban is when one sacrifices, when one gives up of himself. Yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. That's the real karban. It's not enough just to bring an animal and have its blood sprinkled and its fat burnt on the Mizbeach, which anyone can do. But the goal, the purpose of the karban is ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. Today, however, we do not have karbanos. So how then do we learn that? We learn this parasha, we learn about all the karbanos, we say the karbanos, we're supposed to read them every day. The psukim and the mishnayos that talk about the karbanos, which we say in the, prior to davening. We know what the Gemara says, kol ha'oisek b'toiras oyla ki'ilu hikriv oyla, and so on. But today we don't have karbanos, as of yet. What's the significance of this parasha now in a time when we don't have karbanos? What do we learn from this parasha today? We also see in this parasha that there's a karban that's brought when one doesn't even know if he did an avera. And that's what we call the osham tolui, the hanging osham, where the Torah says, v'lo yoda v'oshem, he doesn't know that he did an avera. Behavi, he too brings an ayil tamim in hatzayin until he knows for sure. Then if he does know for sure, he has to bring a chatas afterwards. But until then, the chiper olav hakoyein vehula yodav and islach loy. This topic of Oshem Toloi and Karbonis in general is very much related to Purim. The Gemara tells us on the pasuk in the Megillah, v'hakoroiv elov, when Achashverosh is making his decision, or he's not making his decision, he's asking others to make the decision for him, what to do with Vashti. So the Megillah tells us that he had seven officials that sat before him, Hayoshim Rishayna Bamalchus, and none of them wanted to say anything until Memuchan, who was Haman, as Chazal tells us. Tosfos brings down a medrash that he was Daniel, who is actually the Le'umazeh of Haman. Daniel is Begematria Haman, who Haman later kills in the Megillah. He's Hasach, as Chazal tell us. Whoever it was, he tells Achashverosh what to do. Tells us the Gemara here that there's a deeper meaning to this pasuk. The pasuk is not only telling us what went on down here with these seven officers named Karshon, Sheisar, Admasa, Sarshish, Meres, Marsan, and Memucham. But the pasuk is also telling us what's going on lemaila. And as we know from this, we learn that whatever goes on down here is only a metaphor. It's not really what's happening. What's really happening is what's going on in Shemayim. All the leaders, the heads of state in the world today are merely puppets. And Shemayim, Hashem is pulling the strings. We want to know what this one says and what that one says. And it's all Hashem, Leiv Malachim B'Yad Hashem. And so too, even though there was a Karshon, and there was a Shesar, and there was an Admasa, there were such people, but there was something else going on in Shemayim at the same time, in front of Hashem. Just like Achashverosh had seven officers, the Melech, who's Malkei Shel Olam, has Malachim. And these Malachim were melamed schus on Klal Yisrael on the seventh day of the party, a party which none of the members of Klal Yisrael should have attended. So it says the Gemara here, v'hakorev elov, kol pasuk zeh, Amar Rabbi Levi, kol pasuk zeh al shum karbonos nema. This entire pasuk is talking about karbonos. V'hakorev elov, Rashi says, is loshen hakrovas karbon. That the Malachi Asharis mentioned before Hashem, the Karbonos that Klal Yisrael sacrificed all the years when they had a Beis HaMikdash, and the purpose of this Limud Tzchus was to take revenge from Vashti so that Esther can come and rule in her stead. And the Gemara elaborates, Karshan Akashim, the word Korim B'nei Shana, year, bulls that are a year old, Korim are also Purim. Shesar is Shtei Torim, two doves that we have in this week's parasha too. The Torah talks to us about the Shtei Torim. If one cannot afford to bring animals, he brings turtle doves, he brings doves, pigeons. Admosa refers to the Mizbeach, Mizbech Adama Tassali. Meres, Rashi explains, the Shemirsu es Hadam, they would mix the blood from Lashon Memares so that it shouldn't congeal, so that they wouldn't be able to pour it on the Mizbeach. Marsana is Menocha, is flower offerings, which they would mix with oil. So the Malachim was saying to Hashem, did Achashverosh ever sacrifice before you bulls like the Jews did? Did he ever sacrifice even birds like the Jews did? Did he ever even sacrifice flower offerings like the Jews did? And at that time it was decided in Shemayim that Vashti goes and Bnei Yisrael will have a Yeshua. Which tells us, this Gemara tells us that the Yeshua of Purim began with the concept of Karbonos. We did not have Karbonos at that time. This was many years after the Churban. Yet the Schus of the Karbonos, literally the way most Mepharshim learn it, the Schus of the Karbonos is an eternal Schus. And being that Achashverosh is celebrating what he thinks to be his miscalculation that there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, there won't be any more Karbonos, he's walking around with the Big Day Kahuna, he's telling Klal Yisrael, it's over, there won't be any more Karbonos, that Gufa is the Limud Schus for Klal Yisrael, and that Gufa is the Kitrug and Achashverosh for parading around with Big Day Kahuna and using the clay HaMikdash for Chelim Mikelim Shainim. So in Shemayim, this was Ma'orir a Kitrug on him, and as a result, Vashti is killed so that Esther can come and take her place and the Nes of Purim begins. We also see this later in the Megillah, in the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us, on the Daf Tezayin, the Gemara says here, that when Haman went to the Beis Medrash, it says, what was Mordechai doing? He was learning with his Talmidim about Menachos. He was learning about flower offerings. Specifically about the Minchas HaOmer, because the day of Haman's death, which is this day, was Tezayin Nisan. They were learning Hilchas Kmitza. Rashi says here, Doirish b'inyonai shel yoyim v'shisha asa b'nisan hoya, was the 16th of Nisan. They were darshening, they were learning. You're supposed to learn Hilchas HaChag b'chag. So they were learning about the Omer because it was the day of Tnufas HaOmer. And Haman sat among them and was listening. And he says, they told him, "Bizman shabeis hamikdash kayim mande menadev mincha maisi melei kumtzei de sulta umeskapa." That if a person brings a scoop of flour to the beis hamikdash, he's atoned for. So Haman says, "You think your scoop of flour can outdo my 10,000 silver coins?" That's what the Gemara tells us here. So what do we see in the Purim story? We see that karbonos plays a role in the nes of Purim, and specifically flower offerings. Minchas HaOmer. There's another girsa in the Gemara that he wasn't talking about Minchas HaOmer. He's talking about Menachos. Mordechai is learning about flower offerings with Klal Yisrael. It's interesting that everything is Bahashgacha Pratis, and those who are learning Daf Yomi are finishing Zvachim this week and are starting Meseches Menachos. In the week of Vayikra, where it talks about the flower offerings, which Menachos is the limud schus for Klal Yisrael b'mei ha-Purim. And what's the idea? We see here, from all the karbonos that Klal Yisrael brought, the only one where it says the word nefesh, v'nefesh ki sakriv, it says by a karbon mincha, a flower offering. So Rashi asks here, why does it say nefesh by a flower offering? So Rashi tells us here, mi darkei lehisnadev mincha, who's one who normally brings a flower offering? It's a poor person. The person doesn't have any money. He can't afford, forget about an animal, he can't afford a bird either. So, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maila Ani Olav Ki'ilu Hikriv Nafshoi. I consider that as if he sacrificed his soul. The Nefesh Ki Sakriv Karbon Mincha LaHashem. And so Mordechai tells Haman, the Mincha, the flower offerings of Klal Yisrael, outdo your Aseres Halofim Kikar Kesef. But what flower offerings? They didn't bring flower offerings. There was no Beis HaMikdash. So the answer to that is that when we learn and study about karbonos, despite that we don't have, or because we don't have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we actually brought those karbonos, and more so, even more than when we actually bring the karbonos. When we bring the karbonos, we have the karbonos. When we don't bring it, we do it with emunah, because we believe that we will. The tzipisah Yeshua, the fact that we are mitzapah Yeshua, that we have emunah, that there one day will be a Beis HaMikdash, and that was the tikkun for going to the party. The party was celebrating that there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, and the terrible kitchuk on Klal Yisrael was that they were able to go to such a party where Achashverosh is celebrating, where they're being misameach at a party which is celebrating Churban Beis HaMikdash, which according to Achashverosh is a Churban Nitzchi. That's why he's partying. When they learn about Karbonos, when they study Karbonos, and they're learning about the Menachos, Mordechai sat with the children and he was teaching them about flower offerings, instilling emuna in them and telling them that we will have a Beis HaMikdash. The Geula is coming. We will have a Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to bring Karbonos again. Despite Achashverosh's calculation, even though it sounds like Kolu Kol HaKitzim, like an hour time, even though so many Kitzim have passed, this Kitz and that Kitz, but Yidna still Mitzapel Geula and Mitzapel Yeshua, and still learn Zvachim and Menachos and Kodshim and Inyone Beis HaMikdash, and still talk about Geula, that itself is more choshev by the Eibishter than actually bringing the Korbanos. And perhaps we could say that was the schust at the party, that day, the day that they went, the last day of the party, when they went to the party, they also said Korbanos. No one says they didn't daven that day. They davened, they said Korbanos, they learned the halachas of Korbanos, and that itself was a limud schus on Klal Yisrael, because Achashverosh didn't do anything. And Klal Yisrael, not only did they bring Korbanos when there was a Beis HaMikdash, but they learn about it, and they say the parasha of Korbanos every day. And Mordechai is teaching Klal Yisrael about Korbanos, about Menachos, and on Tes Zayin Nisan, he's learning about the Minchas HaOmer, which was brought on that day, which leads to the Yeshua of Purim and the death of Haman and the hanging of Haman. If you take the word mincha b'miluoi, mem mem nun vav nun ches yutov hey yud, is b'gematria Haman ben Amadasa ha'agogi. The miluoi of mincha. The mincha has the power to bring down the Rishroyim. Just a mere scoop of flour, a mere mincha. The nefesh ki sakriv karbon mincha la Hashem. A mincha is brought with mesiras nefesh. The Bnei Yisrael in the time of Purim had mesiras nefesh, as the Balatanya writes in Torah Or. For an entire year they had mesiras nefesh, not to chas v'sholem shake their emunah. Their emunah was b'shleim, as Mordechai instilled in them tremendous emunah. Emunah in Geula, Emunah in Yeshua, and that's why the Geula came. And the Geula came very fast. From Haman it came very quickly. It was 3 days after the Gezerah. Haman is already dead. The day that Mordechai is learning about the Karbonos. And that perhaps is what the Torah is hinting to us with the small Aleph. The small Aleph is merames to us when it's a time of Hester Panim. We can hardly see the Aleph. The Aleph refers to Alufay Shal Olam, the master of the world. When Hashem is concealed, a concealed Aleph is merames to Hester Panim. Purim is V'anoichi Haster Aster. There's a Hester Panim, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Karbonos, and Chas V'Shalom, someone could think that Hashem's Chiba to us is not the same. Tells us Rashi, V'ayikra is a Loshen Chiba, even with a small Aleph. The chiba that Hashem displays to Klal Yisrael is even when there's a small aleph, even when there's a hest upon him. And a person can also be zoicha to all the karbonos of Parshas Vayikra, including the oilos and the shlomim and the menachos and the chatois and all the karbonos that I mentioned here, just by merely reading them and learning about it. That itself will bring the ultimate, will bring the karbonos, will bring us to Beis HaMikdash. Purim is the small aleph. The Nes of Purim happened in a time of Hester Panim, Be'elam HaMedina, in a time of Helam Ve'Hester. It happened in a time when Gilui Eloikus was not visible. It wasn't like by Yitzias Mitzrayim. or by Hakriyas Yamsuf, when everyone saw godliness, Zeh Keli Ve'anvehu, it was a time of Hester Panim. And yet, we were zeichet to an amazing Yeshua, to an amazing Nes, to an amazing Yamtiv. One of the Gemaras that tell us at the beginning of the Megillah, the Psichas that we have at the beginning of the Megillah, where the Gemara brings various Psukim as introductions to Megillah's Esther. So one of the Psukim the Gemara brings here is Rav Masna Oma Mehocha. Ki mi goy godl ashaloy Elohim kroivim elov. As the Pasuk ends, Kashem Elohim b'chol koreinu elov. The Maral writes in his Sefer Or Chodosh on the Megillah that Rav Masna is teaching us that the Nes of Purim came about because of the Tfilois of Am Yisrael. It was the davening, it was the Tfilois that gave us the Nes of Purim. Ki mi goy godl ashaloy Elohim kroivim elov. Who has a God that's so close to his people, like ours, that whenever we can call to him whenever we want? Kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. Because Purim came about in a time when it would look like that, because there was a Hester Panim, that Chas v'Shalom Hashem is not close to us. As Esther says in that in Mizbech of Beis of Tehillim, which was said by Esther when she went into Achashverosh, Keli Keli Lama Azavtani Rochoik Mishu Osi. It looks like there's a Richuk. But on the contrary, Purim is a yomtiv of tremendous kiruv, tremendous hiskarvus to the Ribbono Shel Olam we receive on Purim. That's the idea of matanos le'evyonim. Hashem gives gifts to all of us, even to the evyonim, to the poorest of the poor, hippil poor, even to the poorest of the poor, there's a tremendous hiskarvus. A yid can turn to Hashem at any time, in any place, even be'elam ha'medina. As the Gemara here also brings the pasuk v'samti kisi be'elam, Hashem says, I will put my throne in Elam. Elam is not Yerushalayim. It's Shushan. It's the capital of Paras. It's a Helam v'Hester. It's Elam ha'Medina. Yet there a Jew can also daven and a Jew can also be mamshach and bring down a tremendous Yeshua, a Hatzalah for Klal Yisrael and a Nes and a Yomtif that's higher than any other Yomtif. Dafka in Paras, Dafka in Elam HaMedina, Michutz LaEretz Yisrael, not in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim, we were zeichet to a tremendous kirv from Hashem. Ki mi goy godel, ashalei alekim kroivim elof, anywhere, wherever they are. Chanukah is also such a great yomtiv, but Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael, Chanukah happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Maila of Purim is that it happened Michutz LaEretz Yisrael. It happened Dafka in a place that geographically and also spiritually, the Jews were distant, and there Hashem displayed a tremendous kirva. That's the Aleph Zeira of Vayikra. Even when the Aleph is small, even when there's a Hester upon him, it doesn't say Hashem's name here. Vayikra el Moshe, it doesn't say who. Who calls to Moshe, it doesn't say. First it says later, Vayidaber Hashem el Lov, me'el Moshe, Mefarshim Yisrael, should have said Vayikra Hashem el Moshe. The Kriya, the Lashon Chiba, is even when we don't see godliness, which is one of the reasons why it doesn't say Hashem's name in the Megillah, that there's a Hester upon him, and Hashem is not as visible as he is in a Nes in Eretz Yisrael, or in other times, or in other places. Purim takes place besoif zman ha'golus, similar to where we're holding today. We're holding today just like where they were holding then, besoif ha'golus, in a Helam v'Hester, which is even greater than the Helam v'Hester of the time of Purim, where we are today, much further away from Eretz Yisrael geographically, and much further away from the Beis HaMikdash in Zman than they were. They were less than 70 years from the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. We are close to 2,000 years from Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. And every Purim, we get tremendous chizuk, because the same that happened then will happen here. The same that happened then will happen now. And the same Hashem, ki mi goy godl ashalei alekim kroivim elov ka Hashem alekeinu b'chol koreinu elov, is today just as much as it was then. Bayomim ha'em bizman hazeh. And not only that, but every year Purim is stronger than the year before. The fact that the Helam v'Hester is greater, the Purim is greater. Vayikra el Moshe, Vayikra, it's a calling from Hashem. Vayikra means, and he called. There's a call, a message from Hashem every time and every place, even when the Aleph is small, even when there's a Hester upon him, there's a Vayikra. It's known that this Shabbos is also referred to as the Shabbos of Hafsaka. The minhag is that there is always one or sometimes even two Shabbosos during the time that we lay in the four parashiyos of Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh. There's a Shabbos Hafsaka that's it's referred to in the Svarim as the Shabbos that we take a break, the recess Shabbos. The Shabbos of a break. It's a break from the parashiyos, from the Dalet parashiyos. And it's interesting that the Yiloshin of Hafsaka is mentioned dafka here in this parashah in Vayikra, where Rashi tells us here that there was a Hafsaka between, from one parashah to the next, between the topic of Bokar and then Sain and then Oif. So Rashi tells us, Mahoyu Hafsaka'is Meshamshais, what was the purpose of these breaks? Litain Revach Lemoshe Lehizboinein Bein Parashah Leparashah. The purpose of the break was even Moshe Rabbeinu, learning from Hashem, needed a break, not a break to go on vacation, but a time to think of what he just learned. Lita and Revach Lamoshal is Bainain Bain Parshal the Parsha Ben Inyan Lainyam. Kalvachaima Lahedit Halaimait Bin Ahedit, as Rashi brings here from Torah's Kohanim. Says the Pnei Menachem, Imre Yemis, Negeris Farm, they talk about this, that so too, during these parashiyos, they are so high, these parashiyos of Shkolim and Zohar, that we need a break. We need a hafsaka to be able to be mizbeinein in the kedusha of these parashiyos. So this year, Vayikra is the hafsaka between Shkolim and Zohar. Shkolim, as mentioned last week, the Shkolim we used for karbonos. But we don't have Shkolim today. We only read the parasha of Shkolim. And Chazal tell us that when Haman came with his coins, so Hashem says, you think with your coins you're going to outdo what my people say every year, the Parsha Shkolim, the Parsha of Shkolim that we read in Chumash is so powerful, just the reading of it, not just the actual giving of it, but the reading of it is so powerful that it outdoes whatever Haman wanted to do, and it brings us to Yeshua of Purim, as mentioned last week, the greatness of Shkolim. But the diuk is, it's the kriya of the Parsha of Shkolim, not the actual giving the coins, which we don't have today. It's the reading of it, the learning it. The Mishnah says, Be'echad ba'adar mashmien al hashkolim, that on the first day of Adar, we announce that everyone has to bring their shkolim. So the Yerushalmi says that mashmien means machrizim. So the Oyev Yisrael, the after Rav in his Sefer writes, he asks, so then why didn't the Mishnah say machrizim? Why does the Mishnah say mashmien? It should have said machrizim. So he says, Mashmian also means understand, as it says in Parshas Mikkei, Tzehen lo yodu, ki shoymeya yoysef. Shmiya also means to understand, not only to hear, but to understand. That the idea is, be'echad ba'ador mashmian al hashkolim. We're supposed to understand and delve into the depths of what shkolim is all about. And the same Mishnah tells us, what else did they announce on Rosh Chodesh Adar? They announced klayim. They announced that everyone has to uproot klayim, any klayim that anyone has in their fields, whether it's intentional or unintentional, one must go to their fields and uproot any of the seeds that might be hybrids, that might be a mixture of wheat and barley, or two different kinds that we're not allowed to plant together. And the Farshim asks, why the Mishnah, why do we announce these two at the same time, shkolim and klayim, and shkolim is unity, klayim is division. And Shkolim was last week. Next week, next Shabbos, Pasha Zohar, that's when we get rid of the Kalayim. That's when we get rid of Amalek. Amalek is Kalayim. Why is Amalek Kalayim? The Megala Amukas tells us that, we mentioned this Hanukkah time, that there are the three klipais of the ox, the donkey, and the dog. The shor, the chamor, and the kelev. Rosh Hatevis Choshech. So the Pritzadik elaborates about this, and he tells us, the ox is Esav. Yaakov says, Vayihili shor v'chamor. The ox is Esav, the chamor is Yishmael, shvulachem poyim achamor. And when those two get together, we get a kelev. We get the dog. Not literally, obviously, if one mates an ox with a donkey, he's not going to get a dog. It's obviously beruch nisayin yonim. Shor is Esav, Chamor is Yishmael, and the Kelev is Amalek. These two klipos, when they join together, that's the ruchniistic understanding of Leisachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachdov. If you plow with the ox and the donkey, you're going to end up with the Kelev. When Esav and Yishmael get together, unfortunately, that's when Amalek strengthens, as we see today. So the Megala Amukas tells us that if the, in the words Shor v'Chamor, the middle letter of Shor is a Vav, and the middle letter of Chamor is a Mem Vav. So Vav together with Mem Vav is equal to 52, which is equal to Kelev. So the Kelev is smack in the middle of Shor v'Chamor, and that's Amalek, that's the Klipa of the Kelev. That's Kelayim, that's sort of Kelayim, the hybrid. Amalek was a mamzer too, as the pasuk tells us. V'simna ha'isapi legesh le'alifas v'tayla le'alifas is Amalek. Rashi tells us the cheshbon that he was really a mamzer. They were all mamzerim. They were all offsprings from illicit relationships. And at the same time that we are getting ready to bring shkolim, we are going out to uproot the kelayim. The same time we're uniting with every Jew, that's the power that we have to fight Amalek. The power we have to get rid of the kelayim is shkolim. That's why the Mishnah puts the two together. Adar is the month that we unify, we unite, and that's chus, we're able to uproot the kelayim. Then we can get rid of the kelayim. Kelayim is the same Isis as Michael. Malach Michael. Michael is the Malach that arrives in history to Klal Yisrael right after that pasuk that we mentioned before, Vayishbois Haman Mimocharos, when they stopped eating man and they had to start eating normal food on Tez Zayin Nisan, they were Makriv the Omer. So the pasuk says, Yehoshua encounters a Malach. And the Malach tells him, Sar Tzva Hashem Ata Bosi. And Rashi tells us from Chazal, who was that Malach? It was Malach Michael. Michael Sarchem, as it says in Daniel. Michael is the representative of Klal Yisrael. Michael is the Malach. Hine Malachi Yelech Lefanecha. Malachi is Oisius Michael. Michael is the Malach of Klal Yisrael, the Sanegor of Klal Yisrael. When Mashiach is going to come, there's a pasuk in Daniel in Perek Yudbeis that talks about what's going to happen right at the end when we're going to have a very difficult time prior to the arrival of Mashiach. Says the pasuk there, Bo'es Hahi Ya'amoid Michael Hasar HaGodol. Michael is referred to as the Sar HaGodol, and he's going to be Melameit Schus on Klal Yisrael and V'yimoleit Amcha HaNimtza Kosev Ba'Sefer. It says all those that are written in the book will be saved. Michael is our Malach. Michael is our Sanegor. And perhaps he was the one that was Malamit Chus on Klal Yisrael during the party of Achashverosh. V'hakorov Eilo of Karshana Shesar Admosos Arshish. Karshana is from the word Karishain. But Michael, it says he was Echad Min HaRishainim. The Pasuk in Daniel refers to Michael as the Rishainim that sit before Hashem. So he was the Malach that sits up front before Hashem Kaviyachol, just like Achashverosh had Karshana, who sat before him, Shesar, Admasa Sarshish. And the Gemara learns that this is referring to the Limud Tzchus of Karbonos. So why would Malach Michael be the Malach to be Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael, using Karbonos as his Limud Tzchus? It's because that's his job. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga, we mentioned this a few weeks ago, it's also Gemara in Menachos at the end, that Michael is the Malach who's makriv karbonos in Shemayim. The Gemara says, Michael hasar hagodl oimed u'makriv olav karbon. One girsa. There's another girsa that says that he's makriv nafshay sehen shel sadikim, nishmoysan shel sadikim. Svarim taich, this means the real karbon that Hashem wants to accept from us, a real karbon is not so much the animal, it's the rotzoin. Zivchei rotzoin, u'se'irei chatas. We say zivchei rotzoin. A person slaughters, a person gives up his rotzoin. That's his nefesh. Nafshechem is rotzoinchem. That's a real carbon. That's what Michael sacrifices. In Shemayim, Michael sacrifices the rotzoinos of Klal Yisrael. That's what he brings to Hashem. He brings the rotzoin of Klal Yisrael. The real carbon is mikem carbon lahashem, the one that comes from oneself, mikem. The last words that Yaakov Avinu says before his nifta, as we know, is v'lo erev yichaleik sholol. Yichaleik sholol is talking about Purim, as Rashi says in Vayichi, that in the evening, v'lo erev, when there's going to be a time of concealment, erev, Rashi says, after the shkias hachama of Klal Yisrael, after Nebuchadnezzar exiles the Jewish people during the Golas, Golas Bovel, Golas Paras Umadai, There will be a Yechalek Shalol. The Jews will divide the spoils. They will be able to, they will be zeichet to a tremendous nes dafka as man of Erev. That's Purim. But the same Pasuk, Rashi brings Unkelus that the Pasuk is talking about Karbonos. Baboike Yoichal Ad is talking about Karbonos that we eat by day. Velo Erev Yechalek Shalol is referring to the Karbonos that are eaten at night. As Unkelus translates the Pasuk. Baboike Yoichal Ad, Velo Erev Yechalek Shalol. So Unkelus says, with safra in the morning, ubepanya, and in the evening, the kohanim will sacrifice karbonos, uleidan ramsha yohain mefalgen moisar chulkoin mishakuchai. Then in the evening, they will divide the shawl of the karbonos. What's the connection between the two perushim, whether it's talking about Purim or it's talking about karbonos? But based on what we said before, it's really one and the same. Because Purim, the nais of Purim, the yomtiv of Purim came about because of the limud schus of the karbonos of Klal Yisrael. Purim, the Nes of Purim taught us that even when we don't have karbonos, even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we have the effect of the karbonos. Yechalek Shalol is begamatria mikem karbon lahashem. These three words, mikem karbon lahashem, that's the real karbon. The real karbon of a yid is when he sacrifices his ritzonos, his nefesh, when he gives over his himself to Hashem. That's a true karbon, which karbon comes from the word kiruv. Kiruv means hiskarvus. Purim is the yomtiv of hiskarvus. The first mishnah in Megillah starts off, Megillah nikra'as. The Megillah is read. It doesn't say koirin is ha-Megillah. It has Megillah nikra'as or nikra'as. The Megillah is read, meaning, as Svarim say, the Megillah, Hashem reads to us. Hashem calls to us. It's a calling. It's a calling from Hashem. Nikra'as is a lashon of a kriya, like vayikra. Vayikra b'milua is b'gematria Megillah nikra'as. The Vayikra, the small aleph, Vayikra with the small aleph, referring to the time of Hester Panim, the small aleph, which is Hester Panim. There's a kriya from Hashem, a kriya lashon chiba to every yid, Megillah nikra'as, that even if there are no karbonos, a yid could be zeichet to the same hashpa'os, even without karbonos b'gashmias, and more so, even on a higher level. The Tferes Shloimeh, the Radomska, whose yahrzeit was this past Shabbos, Chavtes Adar, Zchus HaYogin Alein, who writes in his Sefer, the Mishnah tells us in Adios, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Shomati Shemakriven Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. This Mishnah is brought down in the Gemara Megillah, right before the Gemara talks about Megillus Esther. It brings down this Mishnah when it talks about Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Rishayim, Kedushas Lashayta, V'chulu. So there the Gemara brings down the Mishnah of Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Shomati Shemakriven Afal Pi She'ein Bayis, which means literally that you're allowed to sacrifice in the Makom HaMikdash even if there's no house there, because the Kedush is still there. Says the Tferes Shloimeh, a different Taich, based on what we said before. Shomati Shemakriven, that there is a Hiskarvus, that a Yid can get closer to Hashem, Afal Pi She'ein Bayis, even though there's no Bayis. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Vilo Erev, it's a time of Erev. Yechalek Sholol. Sholol, the bigamatria of a Hakoroiv Elov. Those two words in the Megillah that are referring to the Limud Schus of the Karbonos. Even when we don't have Karbonos, it's considered like we have Karbonos. And that's the Venahapaychu. Achashverish is mocking us at the party and laughing and walking around with the Big Day Kahuna and telling the Jewish people, you don't have Karbonos anymore. You don't have any way to be an Iskarev to your God. Your parshas Vayikra, Tzav, all these parshas are a waste. He's laughing. He's making a mockery out of it. V'nahapaychu, we're zeichet to Purim. We're zeichet to a yomtiv, that the yomtiv itself, Purim accomplishes what Karbonos accomplish. And the whole Purim comes about because of the limud schus of Malach Michoel and Shomayim, who's melamed schus on us. Michoel is v'gematria me'ayin. Me'ayin yovei Ezri. Me'ayin, which is the number 101. That's the number that is associated with Lamaila min Ateva, Lamaila min Azman. Because as Gemara says in Chagiga, you can't compare someone who learns Torah 100 times to someone who learns Torah 101 times. Someone who learns Torah 100 times is called, he's called Asher lo yavada. He does not serve Hashem, and yet a person who learns 101 times is called an Oved Elokim. Imagine. And as the Svarim say, in those days it was customary, it was normal to review every piece of learning 100 times. Otherwise it wasn't considered learning. So that was the norm. L'mayla menateva, that's 101. And Michael, Malach Michael says, is the Malach of Zechira. He's the Malach that reminds us, Kaviyachal, before Hashem, he mentions us to Hashem. So he has, like we read in the Megillah, Balayla ahu nadad ashnas ha-melech. So the Melech calls for the Divrei Hayomim to be read, Vayihu niskarim, v'hayomim ha'elim niskarim, v'na'as in Purim, brought about a zechira, a reminder in Shemayim that Klal Yisrael still exists, we're still here. And Hashem remembers us. The Hayomim Ha'elim Niskarim V'nasim. These days bring about a Zechira. Michael, Malach Michael. Michael is Isis Kalayim. The Kalayim, which is Amalek, which on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we are told to go out and get rid of the Kalayim. Parshas Vayikra is the Hafsaka between Shkolim and Kalayim. The Hafsaka between Shkolim and Zohar. It's the Parsha that we are supposed to be mizboinein in the concept of the shkolim that we read last week and prepare ourselves for Parsha Zohar, which is next week. Because Amalek denies, Amalek asher karcha baderech, Amalek doesn't believe in the effect of karbonos. He doesn't believe that one could learn about the karbonos and have the same hashpois as if he actually brought a karbon. Amalek instills kfira into Klal Yisrael. While Mordechai is teaching Klal Yisrael about karbonos, even though they don't have them, because they believe that they will, Amalek is laughing, Ashakar Chabad Derech, but it's the karbonos, it's the menachos, the kaimitz is Rosh Hatevis, tzoyim koil mamayin, it's the fasting and the tefillos and the tzedakah that Klal Yisrael did at that time, that brought about the Nes of Purim. But the parasha ends with Shabbos, La'ashma ba, L'keil asher shavas mikol ha'masim b'yayim ha'shvi. We mentioned in previous weeks that Shabbos is what, Purim is Shabbos. Purim has the same kedusha of Shabbos, says the Zera HaKodesh, the Rupshitzer writes, V'hayomim asher nochu b'hem ha'yehudim e'oyveihem, that Purim is like Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's no binyan beis hamikdash. You can't build the beis hamikdash on Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't need the beis hamikdash. Shabbos is mashpia. Shabbos does what the Beis Hamikdash accomplishes during the week. Shabbos does. Shabbos, Purim is like Shabbos. La'ashma bo, lo'keil asher shavas mikol ha'masim b'yayim ha'shvi. And therefore, even though we were in Golis, and akati avdi da'achashveirush anana, we don't say halal on Purim because it happened in Golis, be'elam ha'medina, nevertheless, Purim has the effect of Shabbos. And just as mentioned before, what the Teres Shloima says, that the parasha ends off, la'ashma bo, to tell us that on Shabbos we have all the kaparos of all the karbonos of this week's parasha. Same with Purim. Purim was zeichet to all the kaparos. Yechalek sholol begematria solachti. V'lo erev, in a time of erev, in a time of Hester Panim, in a time of the small aleph of Ayikra, was zeichet to all the kaparos on Purim that we had when we had a Beis Hamikdash, and even more, because Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. And that's hinted here in the words, V'hu lo yoda v'nislach loy. There, in the topic that talks about the Osham Toloi, the Pasuk says, and this Shabbos, we read this now before Purim, so it's timely. In a normal year, in a Shana Pshuta, we're in Nisan already. But now this year that it's before Purim, V'hu lo yada, when a Yid is zeichet to lo yada, to ad lo yada, v'nislach lo, he's zeichet to a kapara. V'hu lo yada, that's the Bechina of ad lo yada, which is Purim, which is l'mayla min adas. That's why this week's Haftarah, the Haftarah talks to us about the power of tshuva. Anoichi, anoichi, hu moiche fisho'echo lema'ani. Anoichi, anoichi, hu moiche fisho'echo lema'ani. That's the concept of doing tshuva. These words are begematria v'ayihi b'mei achashveirosh. V'ayihi b'mei achashveirosh is begematria anoichi, anoichi, hu moiche fisho'echo lema'ani. Complete mechilas avoinos. And here we have a pasuk, also timely with Purim. The Pasuk says, even though really the Pasuk is saying it in a negative manner, but we can translate it in a positive way. Lo yodu v'lo yavinu. They don't know, they don't understand. Kitach me'roise enehem me'haskil libaisam. That's right, it's Purim now. Purim is coming. Lo yodu v'lo yavinu. No one knows what's going on. We reached the madreg of ad lo yoda. Lo yodu v'lo yavinu. Amzu yotzarti li tihilasi yisaperu. That's the Megillah. Megillah has the power of Hallel. Kriyasa zuhi hilula, as the Gemara says. The reading of the Megillah, that's the Hallel of Purim. The Hallel of Purim is the reading of the Megillah. That's why we don't read the Megillah on Purim, because we don't say Hallel on Purim, because we have the Megillah, which has the effect of Hallel. Just like Purim has the effect of Karbonos. Machisi Chaav Pisha Echo Vicheonon Chatoy Secha Shuva Eli Kiga Alticha Psukim that we would expect to read Yom Kippur time. We read now in this Haftarah, the Shabbos before Purim, the Shabbos before Parsha Zohar, now in Adar Sheni, the extra month, the Kaporas Pesha, the extra month that we have, Adar Sheni, which is Kailul, all the months of the year. That's why the Kavani is supposed to have in the Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadesh Yisrael V'Rosh HaChadoshim and Adar Sheni, it says in the bottom of the Siddur, brought down from the Bnei Yisrael, from the Arizal, is that a person has to have in mind all the Shem Havayis of every Chodesh of the year from Nisan to Adar, when there's an Adar Sheni, which is not every year. So Adar Sheni is Koilel all the months of the year. And Dafka in Adar Sheni was Purim. Purim was Dafka in the second Adar, as the Yerushalmi says. Mordechai purposely worked it out that way. He was Ma'aber the Shana. Mordechai made that it should be a leap year the next year, the year after the Gzeira of Haman, so that the Yom Tov will fall out in an Adar Sheni. In a month, which the whole month is there to be Mechap there, the whole month is there to be Mashlim, the Chesaron of the Levana. Esther's Estahar, the Gemara says that she was called Esther from the word star, probably. Esther, star, which is the Levana, as Rashi says in the Megillah. Miloy HaLevana, which today the Chatoyim and the Golos is because of the Miyat HaYoreach. Purim is Yodalet and Tezvav, so we have both together, because the Miloy of the Levana takes place, Ki Yodua, between Yodalet and Tezvav. That's when the Miloy HaLevana takes place. This year was Zoicha to read Parshas Vayikra right before Purim and learn about the Karbanos, and in the Schus that we learn about the Karbanos and delve into these Parshios, especially about the Menachos, the flower offerings, which teach us that even an Oni, Ein Oni Ela Bedas, even a person who's on a very low Madrega and all he can afford is a Mincha, which means even a person who's an Acharis Jew, Mincha B'milua is B'gematria Acharis, even a Jew who's an Acharis Jew, is Zoichet to the highest Madregas on Purim, Acharis Kereshis, because on Purim everyone is equal, as mentioned last week, Shkolim, He'oshi lo yarbe ve'hadal lo yamet. There are no Chilukei Deus, this is no Das. There's only Chilukim when there's Das, there's Chilukei Deus. But when there's no Das, when we're holding Lamailim and Adas, we're all the same, we're all Ba'achtas. And in our time, and that's Chus, that all Yidin will unite together, we should be zoichet to the actual hakrovas hakrabanis in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Purim al Shem HaPur is begematria Bayis Hashlishi. We should be zoichet to the Bayis Hashlishi, and this year celebrate Purim in the Beis Hamikdash, and be able to bring all the karbanis that I mentioned in this week's parasha. Good evening. Do we have a minion?